With the feast of Christ the King, we are now in the last Sunday of our liturgical year. So this is the last Sunday of liturgical year 2019. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, and we will be entering into liturgical year 2020, preparing to celebrate Christmas 2020. So wrap your heads around that for a moment. While the rest of the world, including ourselves for the most part, are still signing our checks and dating our letters, December 2019, we will be celebrating Christmas 2020 and Advent 2020. Because, as I like to say, as Catholics, every year we get a 5-week head start on the new year. Or, sometimes much to the chagrin of some who don't see it, as in all things in the Catholic Church, as you see throughout its history, the Catholic Church has always been just a few steps ahead of the rest of the world. But being that this is the end of the year, I like to encourage people, all of us, as a people of faith, to look back on the previous year. What has been our faith journey over the past year? Perhaps some have gotten married or started their families. There may have been baptisms over the last liturgical year. Any family members who had children or grandchildren who received their first communion over this last year. Families had sons who were ordained to the priesthood this year. And how many received the sacrament of anointing of the sick because of medical procedures, surgeries, or because they were preparing to pass away from their illness, old age, or whatever has taken us. Did we celebrate as a church, as families, the funerals of loved ones over the last year? Do we recall any particular moment throughout the year, hopefully during the celebration of the Mass, but perhaps in moments of prayer when we really felt the presence of God with us as we look back? What has been that journey of our faith in the last year? And it's important because as we come to the turn of the year from 2019 to 2020, we remember on this feast of Christ the King that we are awaiting Christ's return in glory. Believe it or not, next week on the first Sunday of Advent, during a season that will end with the celebration of Christmas, we are necessarily looking towards the celebration of the incarnation of Jesus. But for the first couple of weeks of Advent, that's not the theme. We're not looking toward the birth of Jesus. For the first couple of weeks of Advent, we're actually looking toward the second coming, our Advent as followers of Christ. We're not waiting for the first coming. That's already happened. We're awaiting the second coming of Christ. And so that's basically the same theme we have this Sunday. So every year, the liturgical year begins and ends with the same thing. We are remembering that we are moving closer and closer to the day and the time when Jesus will come again. We don't know when that is. Even Jesus himself says he doesn't know when that is. Only the Father. And so, again, as many denominations of Christianity like to fixate on when the second coming is going to happen, as Catholics we could say, when Jesus is coming is not our problem. That's the Father's problem. It's not even Jesus' problem. But rather, our task is the work we have been given to do and to move forward day after day, year after year, closer to that day when Christ will come again. And so in celebrating the liturgical year, we don't celebrate just an aimless circle of cycles, but rather an upward spiral as each year and each day, each minute, brings us closer to that day when Christ will come again. And we look back on this day to see how we have grown, what has been a part of that journey. As a church throughout the world, we continue to be led by our Holy Father, Pope Francis. And one issue he really tackled just recently in a synod was how we can bring the sacraments, the presence of the church, and basic evangelization to some of the most remote corners of the world. Of course, various factions have had their comments about what it's all about, but bottom line, we put our faith in the Holy Spirit's movement of our church as it continues its effort to bring the gospel to everyone, even in those most remote parts of the world, specifically in the Amazon region. As a diocese, how did we observe this particular year? For many, it was perhaps a particularly hard year as we said goodbye as a diocese to not one, but two beloved bishops. Bishop Christian, our relatively new auxiliary, just ordained for 1 year before he passed away, and our Archbishop Emeritus, Cardinal William Leveda, who passed away at the end of September. An important person for me is he's the bishop who invited me to settle in my vocation here in San Francisco and ordained me right here in this sanctuary to the priesthood. I have to admit, this place seemed a lot bigger on that day. It's been 18 years. And so as a diocese, we did say a fond farewell and thank you to these two servants of the church and shepherds of all of us as God called them to his side. As a parish here, you certainly received a new associate pastor who eventually became your temporary administrator. But in your own individual lives, what has been that faith journey as we've grown closer and closer to God? How have we recognized that presence of God? How do we feel ourselves closer to God for this past year? How have we continued to prepare ourselves day by day for that moment, however and whenever it will happen, when Christ will come again in glory? So let this day be a year in review for all of us as we look back on liturgical year 2019. And as we prepare to enter into a new year with the first Sunday of Advent, perhaps we can think of various resolutions of how we can grow this coming year as we prepare, yes, to ultimately celebrate in the short term the event of the incarnation of Christ, but how we can catapult ourselves through the next liturgical year, the year of our Lord, 2020, as we continue to wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.